This is Dr. D'Souza, dictating on Susan Cantrell, C A N T R E L L. C as in cat, C A N T R E L L, Cantrell Susan, S U S A N. Date of birth is 2/26/59. Date of visit is 4/11/22. That is 4/11/22. This is a consult from Dr. James Brown. B-R-O-W-N, James Brown. Dear James, thank you for sending Susan Cantrell for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 63-year-old female who has a past history for COPD, has been short of breath with exertion, and complaints of a cough and wheezing persistently. Period. The patient had a chest X-ray more than a year ago, which apparently shows evidence of emphysematous changes. She has lost weight and denies any fevers or chills or hemoptysis. She does use the Anoro Ellipta inhaler regularly. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hysterectomy and history for colonoscopy and history for wrist surgery. She also had a pelvic fracture following a motor vehicle accident. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 45 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and Allovil. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of cancer of the esophagus and lymphoma. Mother was killed. I'm sorry, mother was murdered. Next paragraph. Medication list included the Norelta one puff daily, albuterol inhaler two puffs, PRN, acyclovir 200 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, a review of systems. The patient has fatigue, denies weight loss. She has cataracts and denies glaucoma. She has sore throats and wheezing and shortness of breath. Denies any abdominal pains, but has nausea and heartburn. Also has diarrhea and constipation. Complaints of urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. It's denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And headaches and memory loss. No seizures, no blackouts. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female was alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no sign of this clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure. I'm sorry, there was no clubbing, but there is mild peripheral edema. The blood pressure, 116 over 70, pulse is 92, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 122, saturation 98. HENT, anomalous pupils reactive, sclera with clear throat was mild, inject, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with scattered visus bilaterally. Heart, the heart seems irregular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflects in the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD and chronic bronchitis, number two is reactive airways disease. Number three is gastroesophageal reflux. Number four, depression and anxiety. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to continue with the anoroalipta one puff daily and use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. So we'll get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and also get a CT chest with contrast. Advised to come in for a follow-up here in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Copy of a recent lab work will be requested. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. James Brown, MD. Thank you.